You know ID in the D in the town all day. ID in the D in the S E A. You know ID in the D in the town all day. ID in the D in the S E A.
Hello and welcome to a special episode of the Fabulous Pelton Cast. I'm your co-host Kevin Pelton,
and I'm Tristan Carcino.
And we have another shocking development in a busy week for the Seattle Seahawks, who have traded quarterback Geno Smith to Pete Carroll and the Las Vegas Raiders in exchange for a third round pick. I was just sitting in the bar at Yard House before dinner here at the Sloan Conference in Boston when someone told me to look at the TV. And it was not the UCLA-Nebraska women's game, which did not have a lot of relevance to UW's bowl hopes. It turned out I missed the update on SportsCenter that Geno had been traded.
I think this is the most truly shocking emergency podcast that we have ever done.
Even more so than the Russell Wilson one?
I think this is more shocking than the Russell Wilson trade. This literally, you were like, check out the post or whatever. And I was like, oh, they traded DK. Because that wouldn't have been shocking, right? That would have been normal. Trading Geno Smith on a Friday in March, right before the league year is about to start, was not at all on my radar. And, you know, we talked for a couple of years about the possibility of Geno being traded. But at this point, it felt like that became less of a likelihood right now. You know, like looking at the season as they were heading into it with the DK trade request, it didn't register for me as a possibility that they would trade Geno Smith. I'm a little stunned overall. I will say, I don't viscerally hate it.
Yeah,
I am just throwing that out there. I think a lot of people are feeling a lot of emotions, and I don't viscerally hate this idea. When Russell Wilson was traded, I viscerally hated it. And the idea of trading Geno Smith right now, it kind of, you go back and look at the quotes from John Schneider, and it was like, well, he's our quarterback for now, right? Or that was the Mike McDonald quote, right? It was one of those quotes where he's like, he was a little bit less committal than we thought he would be.
No, I think McDonald eventually was very committal to it. I think it was, you know, yeah, Schneider was a little bit less so, but he definitely was non-committal in terms of like the extension part of it, not so much the he might not be on the roster part of it. So, yeah, I mean, it's funny. I was having one of the conversations that I was having earlier was about kind of projecting things and scoring predictions and doing it probabilistically. And this is the reason why you do an 85% for Geno coming back and not you. You only had 90%, so you weren't that far above me, but not quite your DK 100% of him being with the Seahawks next year. And it'll be interesting to see what this means for DK Metcalf. I don't get the sense that this is a we're ready to rebuild move. That's the tough part of recording this immediately afterwards is there's not a lot of reporting yet about exactly what the Seahawks are thinking. It strikes me as more likely it's well, we can have the third round pick and pay Sam Darnold what we were going to pay Geno Smith or some player like that. But I guess we don't know for sure right in this moment.
No, we don't know what the answer is going to be. I think there's a reality, though, and this is why I don't hate it. By the time Geno Smith is in next season, he will be 35 years old. Geno Smith has been a good quarterback for these last three seasons of the Seahawks, right? We have been fine and happy with Geno Smith. The Seahawks were never in a million years going to win a Super Bowl with Geno Smith. And I think I said that on our DK emergency pod earlier this week, right? I guess that's a little bit too far. It would be extraordinarily unlikely for the Seahawks to win a Super Bowl with Geno Smith as their quarterback. And I think at some point they had to recognize that if you have a quarterback that you can't really envision yourself winning a Super Bowl with, and he's heading into the last year of his deal, and you're going to have to pay him at some point. And there's a reality. Geno Smith took a pretty reasonable contract this last time. There's no guarantee that he's going to do that again because there's more tape to work with at this point, right? There's more evidence that Geno Smith has been a good quarterback and maybe based upon his play on the field.
The more important thing, it doesn't matter how good Geno Smith is. It doesn't matter how good Geno Smith thinks it is. He is. It matters how good another team thinks Geno Smith
exactly.
is.
And that other team might might be the Raiders.
The coach who promoted him just got hired by another team and just traded for Geno Smith. So yeah, I think the risk that Pete took
is a pretty small risk unless they're planning on just re-upping Geno right now.
Oh, they're 100% going to extend him. You don't make this trade without planning
it's
to extend
him. It's a third-round pick. Are you sure about that?
I mean, yes.
They didn't trade a first-round pick for him. A third-round pick for one season of Geno Smith is not a horrible trade. I think that is probably the likely outcome.
I would give 95% odds that Geno Smith signs an extension within the next week. Not within the week, but maybe 90% within the week, 95% before the start of training camp. That's what I'm going to tell you.
But this is, we've talked about this. The Seahawks were in a position that they didn't know who they were, right? They had an older quarterback, a semi-young roster, right? They had all of these pieces that didn't really fit together. And this is the year that John, I guess, has decided. You know, it's been a couple of seasons because they let Bobby walk last year. The roster changed. But this is the season where they're like, fuck it. We're going to figure out who we are this offseason one way or another. And if they sign Sam Darnold, the Seahawks are going all in right now, right? That's it. They are trying to be a contender in this moment. It might change things for DK Metcalf, depending on what happens here. You know, like there's a reality that DK's quote was like he wants a stable quarterback position.
Yeah,
obviously,
that quote takes on some new meaning today.
He wants a stable quarterback position. He wants to be paid. He wants to be in a place of nice weather. Great, me too. But like,
how stable do you feel like your quarterback situation is in your work life?
Pretty solid, pretty stable quarterback position. Everything else I don't know about. But there's a reality that if they go out and if the plan is to draft a quarterback young, that's maybe a less stable quarterback position. And then that would be a sign they're rebuilding. Or if it's Sam Darnold, it is a sign that they're going all in. But
what if it's Russell Wilson?
I'd be so excited. But it's probably not going to be, but I would be so excited. But I think one way or another, unless it's Kirk Cousins, unless it's another 35-plus-year-old quarterback, the Seahawks are going to figure out who they are. And that's what they need to do. They need to figure out who they are right now because they don't know. Figure out what it is you do, because the Seahawks did not know. They were a fringe playoff team. They're a 10-7, 9-8 kind of team for quite a few years in a row. They got a little bit younger because of the Russ trade. They've had some pretty solid drafts overall, but they don't necessarily have the right players at the right positions. They're clearing some money off the cap. They're taking some hits this year, and they're going to figure out what the fuck they are. And that's what needed to happen. Do I trust John Schneider to do that? I don't know. But John Schneider, he hasn't really had the chance to do this outside of the first run with Pete, right? They had their first chance to do it where they tore everything down, rebuilt it. They understood what the job was, and they rebuilt the team in 2 years, right? They haven't really done that since. They've kind of just tried to string it along, string it together. You know, they haven't drafted a quarterback in forever, and they needed to figure out what is this team right now. So that to me is, I think that's why I kind of am not upset about it, because the reality was they could have run it back. I was fine with the idea of them running it back with Geno, right? But how far would they? I think they make the playoffs next year if they run back with the same roster, more or less. But beyond that, are they going to win the NFC? They weren't going to win the NFC. We know that. We know deep down that this team was not going to win the NFC.
Or that whole line about our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. It's that we're, you know, so powerful. That's not Seahawks fans' deepest fear about the Seahawks. It is that they are inadequate. I'm just fascinated to see what direction they take. And in a very Kevin move, I want to reserve judgment here. Because if their plan is like, let's draft a quarterback and let's find the next guy for the next 10 years, like, I understand people's reticence for that, especially if you're not starting with the advantage of trading. You know, when they did that with Russell Wilson, had they drafted a quarterback, they would have been drafting a quarterback with Denver's pick in the top five, you know, or six or whatever it fell. This is not that situation. They're starting out with a mid first round pick and an extra third round pick. So, you know, they're going to take an enormous gamble. And I do think there's a reasonable position to this. Was, you know, the people said this in response to, I saw this on social media in response to the Rams deciding to bring back Stafford and rework his contract, that it was the famous Del Curry, you don't want to be out here, Twitter thread. Like, you might think you want to be out here searching for a quarterback, but you don't want to be out here. I totally understand that, and I think it's valid. I just don't know whether they have a plan in mind, because if it is, look, we're going to pay Sam Darnold a similar amount of money to what we're going to pay Geno Smith, and he's at least going to be young enough to be a long-term solution in a way that Geno Smith couldn't be. That to me is a reasonable position, certainly, for them to take.
I mean,
So,
Sports Illustrated reports Seahawks a leading contender for Sam Darnold after trading Geno Smith. This might be done. They might be like, not done, but this might be they're signing Sam Darnold. And if that's the plan, if the plan is the money is similar, you signed Sam Darnold, you flipped now Geno Smith, you've gotten 7 years younger at the quarterback position. That is a good move overall. The money is a lot. Sam Darnold isn't necessarily a proven quarterback, right? But it's a plan. They could still draft a quarterback after that. But the other option is extending Geno Smith. And I don't think we look at it, right, that you don't want to be out here. I don't think Sam Darnold is that. And I also don't know if Geno Smith is not that. Does that make sense? They didn't have Patrick Mahomes. They didn't have CJ Stroud,
well, to the
right?
point you've
They didn't
made
have
many
Jaden Daniels.
times, like Geno Smith, if he was 29, it would be, and he had performed the way that he had over the
He
last three
wouldn't be on the
seasons.
Raiders if he was 29.
I agree that he wouldn't. He certainly wouldn't be getting traded for a third round pick, but he's not that. Like, the aging curve, I think people can underrate it at the quarterback position. It does exist. We've seen it take an enormous bite out of Russell Wilson. Geno has performed very well into his mid-30s, but that doesn't guarantee that it's necessarily going to continue over, beyond the next couple of seasons, I guess. And I'm sure that was part of the concern of the reticence for the Seahawks here. I think the other thing we probably need to specifically address, the person who seems most about upset about this online is Third Pelton brother Mina Kimes, who,
She's upset about it.
oh yeah. Yeah. Pointing out that the Seahawks, that Geno Smith covered a lot of pass protection woes for the Seahawks, and that Sam Darnold might not be able to do that is one of the points she's made. I do think one of the ways that you potentially upgrade your pass protection is have an extra third round pick to, utilize. I'm not saying specifically you're drafting a starting center or guard in the third round, but just that extra draft capital does make it easier for them to address that position earlier in the draft. So, I think that's one of the things you need to consider here, that even if the money is the same for Darnold and Geno, it's Darnold, and hypothetically, Darnold plus a third round pick in Geno, not just the quarterback straight up.
I mean,
I
there
don't
weren't a
know.
lot of
I mean, it's.
metrics for Geno Smith that looked great from this last year. I think PFF kind of liked him.
It can get so much worse. I think that is the reality of the quarterback position. And there are teams that have cut loose a quarterback and have been in the wilderness for a long period of time. And it's possible that could be the Seahawks, depending on how things play out. Even if they
I
sign
just
Sam Darnold, that could be the case, given his track record prior to last season.
I think the Seahawks were more in the wilderness than we were willing to accept. We love Geno. Like, Geno has been a pretty good quarterback,
Now you're
but
coming around to my position on the DK Metcalf situation.
which is what? Keeping DK?
No, the Seahawks weren't contenders. They were
I don't
playoff
know.
contenders, but they're not contender contenders.
We're the Vikings Super Bowl contenders this year, more so than the Seahawks.
I mean, you don't want to put too much in one game, and I can't remember what Darnold actually did in that game, but they did beat the Seahawks in Seattle in a very crucial game. Darnold was 22 of 35 for 246 yards and three touchdowns in that one.
Minnesota was seventh in DVOA.
That's him getting
Obviously,
through a lot of interceptions for somebody having a very good season.
the defense was a huge part of that, but they're seventh in DVOA. The thinking is Mike McDonald's defense paired with a younger quarterback. All of a sudden, you got a plan. At that point, there wasn't a plan before this, right? They were in a strange place right now. But RBSDM, Sam Darnold is 12th, CPOE plus EPA. Geno Smith was 15th. PFF, Sam Darnold was 12th. Geno Smith was 13th. QBR, Sam Darnold not as good by QBR. He doesn't really run that much, right? He was 14th. Geno Smith was 21st by QBR. That's where I'm kind of like, were we actually set at quarterback? Because we acted like we were set at quarterback, but was the team actually set at
Well,
quarterback?
again, it's just like you can get a lot worse. And
But But what does that mean by you could get a lot worse?
That the difference between an average quarterback and a bottom five quarterback is bigger than any other position in sports.
I guess I agree with that, but the teams that have been in difficult positions are teams that have neither a young quarterback.
Oh, I think a lot of the teams that have young quarterbacks are in those difficult positions too.
I mean, I also, you look at somebody like Denver from last year, you know, Bo Nix and Sam Darnold are not that different in terms of age. I'm not even joking.
I mean, Bo Nix is like 3 years younger.
I mean, he'll also be paid a lot less, but like, he's 25.
Right. That's part of the key of why Bo Nix could be successful for the Broncos is they have him on a rookie contract for 4 years. Like, Sam Darnold clearly is going to get paid. And if Sam Darnold turns out not to be very good and the Seahawks have invested what will undoubtedly be an enormous amount of guarantee money, I also like that we're doing the Sam Darnold emergency fund. The Seahawks may
I know.
Not sign Sam Darnold.
But no, I think even beyond that, though, if the plan is maybe it's a short-term option, if it isn't Sam Darnold, if it's 1 year and they draft Jalen Milroe, if they draft Jackson Dart, I still like that more because I wasn't feeling good with the direction of the team overall. I was okay with the idea of them running back if that was it. But like, you have this DK trade request. I think they're probably going to end up getting something. Maybe they bring DK back though. Like, there's a reality that after this, depending on what that number is, maybe part of the reason that they weren't able to pay DK is because they knew that they're having to invest a lot of money into a quarterback. You know, there might be more that we're learning about the Seahawks offseason plans.
I don't know. I don't think they started these conversations with the Raiders in the last 2 days.
You think those have been ongoing?
I'm sure they have. I mean, one of the things you have to credit the Seattle Seahawks for, they are very good at keeping a quarterback trade quiet.
Yes.
It's not exactly like Luka Doncic to the Lakers level quiet, shocking quiet, but it's pretty close.
It's funny how they're handling both the trades differently, because with the DK, they're talking to everybody. And with the Geno trade, maybe they had conversations with other people, but maybe it was just like, I'm a little surprised that they couldn't get a second round pick for Geno out of the Raiders. Just knowing that it's pretty clear that Pete Carroll was like, this is the quarterback that I want.
They
Like,
did.
When you
it
look at
does
it
seem
now,
like they had the leverage in this deal. Yes.
That they could have at least gotten a second round pick and maybe they weren't going there. But I think either way, whatever the plan is, if it is Sam Darnold, if it is a young quarterback, if they're like Jalen Milroe's or Lamar Jackson, you know, or if they really love Jackson Dart, I like both of those options as well. And maybe it doesn't work out in the short term, but at least you have a plan. And I think the place that the Seahawks were, could they win a Super Bowl with Sam Darnold? Maybe, possibly. I'm not going to say no definitively that if things go right, it's probably still an uphill battle, but there were times that Sam Darnold, I remember when he was with the 49ers and I was like, I think Sam Darnold might be better than Brock Purdy. Like, there were moments where it was like a Purdy, like I thought he was going to be injured. And I was like, I'm terrified of the idea of Kyle Shanahan and Sam Darnold together. So it feels to me, he's got the pedigree. He's was in a funky situation with the Jets. There were some Panthers teams that actually ended up to ran the ball a million times. He spent the year in San Francisco, had a great year for the Vikings, and here we are.
Again, this is not the Sam Darnold emergency pod. We'll see if that happens. NFL free agency obviously opens Monday with the beginning of the legal tampering period. That's when the Seahawks could potentially agree to terms if there is a Sam Darnold move.
All,
I mean,
all of a
we
sudden,
do need to.
We're thinking about Sam Darnold, though. It wasn't on my mind last week.
We do need to address the Geno part of this. And I mean, it was a really cool story in Seattle for somebody who came in here is, you know, pre-Viking Sam Darnold, but, you know, much longer in their career, felt like they were established as a backup quarterback and then gets a brief opportunity with Russell Wilson's injury and a much more serious opportunity with the Russell Wilson trade. And think back to how pessimistic Seahawks fans were about the future or the short-term future after that Wilson trade and the quarterback position. Like, there was the year where he was in a tier by himself in the Athletic's QB rankings because everyone else who was considered that poor who was going to be a starter was a young prospect. And here he was, you know, taking over the job in his 30s. I think he was already 30 by that point, right? I guess he turned 32 during his first season is a full-time starter for the Seahawks and immediately leads the Seahawks to the playoffs, performs at an above average level, and has kept them, very competitive the last two seasons. So it's undoubtedly a success story if you look at Geno Smith's Seahawks career, even if you're not happy about how it ended.
Love Gino. He's been great. But there is also, it's different than Russell Wilson. Like, we have to accept
No,
that.
I mean, he's not the greatest player in franchise history.
And, he led the team to one playoffs, which was kind of an uneventful playoffs that they were led to. And a couple of seasons, they probably should have made the playoffs this last year. He was a great quarterback, good person, really excited about the moment that Gino had. I'm excited about him in Vegas also. That's one of the things. It's like Vegas is going to be very, very fun to watch.
I feel like there's going to be like there was always going to be a Seahawks second team element to the Raiders now that
There's
they have Geno Smith.
three teams now. Like, the Seahawks are seeing Bobby Wagner like re-sign with Washington this week. There are three Seahawks in the NFL right now.
There more Seahawks than when the Pete Carroll coaching tree was actually all over the NFL? I suppose so.
I mean, Pete Carroll's impact is being felt throughout the league at the moment, and there are going to be a lot of former Seahawks who end up in Vegas with Pete. That's Pete loves his guys. That's the number one thing.
I continue to put my money on Tyler Lockett. I thought it was Tyler Lockett and Russell Wilson in Vegas. Now I
Now it's
think it's
Tyler
Tyler
Lockett and
Lockett and Geno in
oh,
Vegas with Pete Carroll.
it's a freaking done deal. Like, Tyler's going there. There's no doubt in my mind. I was also looking at their receivers and I was like, wouldn't it be a crazy DK destination as well?
Maybe that's what they're saving the second round pick for.
I mean, second and a future second for DK. I take it. But I do think that the Seahawks, depending on the direction that they go, I think it'll impact DK Metcalf. Like, and if they do go out and sign somebody like Darnold, then it'll have an impact on those conversations with DK of what they're trying to build. And I think that might have been part of the reason that they were so upset that the trade request became public, because it's like, we've got more going on here than just DK Metcalf, if that makes sense. But I really like Geno. He made some amazing plays. I agree with Mina about the things that he covered up last year. He also made some incredible mistakes last year.
I do think people may underestimate that is a factor in this. The Seahawks maybe being like it's
I mean, the
same as with DK. It's not like it's you're not interested in having him on the team, but are you interested in paying him what it's going to take to pay him after seeing some of those mistakes? That might be a different conversation.
Again,
And
QBR is not the be all end all of stats. Like, there are definitely better stats than QBR, but there's a reality that quarterbacks that you're going to win a Super Bowl with don't rank 21st in QBR.
he was
And they're,
21st.
yeah.
That's worse than I realized.
I mean, he's behind Jameis Winston, who also, by the way, would be fine. Give me 1 year of Jameis and draft a rookie. Great. I'm down for it. Give me 1 year of Russell Wilson and draft a rookie. Like, a draft, obviously, draft a rookie, but like, draft a quarterback. You give me 1 year of Russ and draft a quarterback. You give me 1 year of Jameis and draft a quarterback. I'm in.
What
In.
about give you 5 years of guaranteed money for Sam Darnold and draft a quarterback?
Well, they wouldn't do both of those.
Probably not. But guess what? They once gave guaranteed Matt Flynn a lot of money and then drafted Russell Wilson in the third round. And you see how that worked out. So see, the Seahawks just got a pick they could use to potentially take the next Russell
Beautiful.
Wilson.
There we go. I love it. But yeah, I do also,
There's
I
no way
want to
Russell
end there.
Wilson goes in the third round if he's drafted in 2025, for the record.
I want to end there, but I mean, you do have to remember, like, the most important game of the season was one that Geno didn't personally lose the game, but back-to-back weeks, 19.9 QBR at home against the Rams in the game that basically decided the season. Ultimately, the following week, a little 9.1 QBR against Buffalo, but that wasn't a great Buffalo defense that completely dismantled them. And he had some good games toward the end of the season, but
Had some great moments in that Minnesota game. Also threw two very costly
honestly, did he have
interceptions.
good games toward the end? I mean, like, just looking at QBR, it is brutal out here. I really like Geno.
I mean,
They
one of the things,
were not winning a Super Bowl with him. They weren't doing it.
that probably hasn't changed, but at least if you increase your volatility, it does improve your chances. I will agree with you on that part of the point.
You're saying that it hasn't changed, that they're not necessarily a Super Bowl contender with Darnold or question mark.
Correct.
Again, at least it'll feel like there's a plan. If it is Darnold, and it works, all of a sudden you've got hit prime, right? You've got 27 to 30. It could be a massive hit. It's a risk. It is a risk for sure. But the other risk is just running it back with Geno and pushing that conversation down the road. And then what? You've wasted 2025? You know what I mean? Like, at some point, are we like, are we just wasting Devin Witherspoon's prime? Are we wasting Jaxon Smith-Njigba's prime by just waiting to have the conversation about quarterback? They're taking a swing at the very least, one way or another.
All right. Well, obviously more to come on this continuing coverage as we see what the Seahawks do in free agency, which has gotten considerably more exciting from what we thought was going to be a very boring free agency for the Seahawks.
This Seahawks offseason is on.
I'm also having seen Seth Walder getting his laptop in the elevator to write about this. Curious to see what he has to say.
I don't. So it's such a hard thing to grade, right? Like a quarterback for a pick is such a complicated thing to grade. You just be right. You're like B plus all around.
Call it a day.
If you had to grade this, thinking in football mind, I know this isn't what you do. How do you grade this
for the Seahawks? Probably. I think it's a B minus.
What about for the Raiders, though? Like, if they give Geno an extension, I mean, it's the thing that I said about DK, where it's like, if you're paying a pick, if you're giving away a pick for the privilege to pay somebody, you've done it wrong. It's a little bit different because it's not that valuable. I don't know, third round pick.
But it's also because of the fact that it's quarterback.
Yes. But we'll see what if the Raiders actually do extend Geno. I would feel better about it for the Raiders if they were just letting Geno play out the year and see what happens.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If I was the Raiders, that's what I would do. If they're extending him on a big deal, then I'm a little bit like...
Well, it turns out in no sense are you Pete Carroll.
I get it from the Raiders' perspective, too. The Raiders need this. The Raiders need what the Seahawks have been for the last 3 years.
Yes, what the Seahawks have been for the last years will feel better for the Raiders than it does for the Seahawks. All right, but
don't need that.
I have to go to dinner.
Where are you going to dinner?
Steakhouse.
Okay. I'm still deeply sad about George Kirby.
Well, yeah. Yeah, we've had enough for 1 week.
Man, Seattle sports really showed up this week.
Light vote of candles for George Kirby's shoulder. On that note.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks.